You have lefties over here. Take number two, to rip on lefties. Last week we ripped on lefties. What happened if they put on the tefillin on the wrong hand? Now we have a second. Why is this whole chabur? Why do we have last week's chabur at all? I've got a great idea. Make every single lefty learn how to do things with his right hand and write with his right hand, throw with his right hand, hit with his right hand, whatever it is, and change it so this way you'll be yotzei every sheet in the book. We had a b'ol machlokas last week. What do you do if you're a lefty? Which hand should you put your tefillin on? So to solve all the problems, just make every lefty into a righty. That should solve all the problems. So before we get into should you do this, are you allowed to do this, we have to hit a more fundamental problem. What is a lefty? Are you really a lefty? Are you a righty? So Shulchan Aruch, of course, gives a whole machlokas on this. If you write with your right hand, and you do everything else with your right hand, which the Mishnah Berurah says most things with your right hand, then you're a righty. If you write with your left hand, and you do all things, what Mishnah Berurah explains means most things, with your left hand, you are a lefty. That's very easy. You put on tefillin in that case on your right hand. However, what about im kosev biyamino? You write with your right hand, but you do shar kol ma'isav osa b'smolo. Everything else with the left. Or vice versa. You write with your left hand, v'shar kol ma'isav osa b'yamin. So what are you, a righty or a lefty? Says Shulchan Aruch, we're confused. Yesh omrim, some say that it all goes based on what your actions are other than writing. In other words, if you hit, you pitch, you throw, you hit, you touch things with your right hand, whatever, then you are a righty. Doesn't make a difference what your left hand does. The second opinion, Shulchan Aruch says, no, it all is based on the kesiva. Yeshom shayad shekosev ba hi chashuva yamin. The hand which you write with, that is the determinant. Mishnah Berurah, and based on the Ramah, says, v'hachi nohug. We go like the second opinion. So in other words, you want to know if you're a righty or a lefty according to the Ramah, you look at what hand you write with. However, of course, because there's a whole, I have to fill 10 minutes here, is, of course, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah and this Ramah, and says, no, the determinant is what you do with which hand you use the majority of your actions or your daily basis, your interactions, that's the hand which you follow. So now the question is, okay, great. So you're a lefty. You write with everything with your left hand. You throw with your left hand. You hammer with your left hand. You pot your kids with the left hand. Whatever it is, everything is a lefty, 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 lefty. Are you mechuyev? Should you switch to avoid this issue? So the Piskei Tosfos, time of Tosfos, Imenachos writes, you should try and write to switch to writing with your right hand so that you can be a righty for tefillin. Now he's obviously holding like the opinion that writing is the determinant, but you see clearly over here, there's a concept that a lefty has to switch or should switch. The Maharsham, 150 years ago, says, yeah, we follow this Piskei Tosfos, which is pretty clear, that a person should switch to his right hand. And this way, you'll accomplish what we said last week. The Mekubalim said, everyone should always put on tefillin on their left hand, and the Meiri. This way, you'll solve all your problems. So why would a lefty not switch and do everything with his right hand? The Kloisenberger Rebbe, which from that generation that you said used to, you know, that used to make people switch their hands, he says, of course you should train yourself to write with your right hands. And then he cites a slew of poskim from the previous generation who all are of this opinion that you should switch your hand. Now the problem is, no, did your parents make you switch your hands?
No.
No. So what's pshat? What's pshat? So the Levush says, I've got a basic proof to you that your parents who made you switch may have been wrong, and your parents are correct. How are you going to prove it? He says, I don't get it. He listened to this line. V'maya efshur l'shanos teva hasmol liyamin. If it was possible for a person to switch from the left to the right, lo haya chazal matirin l'niach l'shum adam l'niach tefillin b'yamin. Why would the Gemara say, if you're a lefty, put on tefillin on your right hand? There should be no such thing as lefties. V'hayolem wilmo, the Pasuk should have said, the Gemara should have said, as b'nei Yisrael, she'ar gilu b'neiim kodem she'gilu yud gimel shana l'asa kol b'yamin. It said the Gemara, instead of saying, oh, lefties put on tefillin on the right hand, it should have said, lefties must be trained, halacha, lefties must be trained to switch their hands, he says.
What if it's too late?
What did he say?
What if it's too late?
Oh, okay, so maybe if it's too late, maybe that's what's talking about. But it doesn't say, they don't have anywhere that it says a 12-year-old needs to switch. He says, elavadai ro b'chachmasam. The rabbi saw in their wisdom, she'i epshul adam, it's impossible for a person with shanosis tivo to change his nature. Me'itros, from lefty, with she'enitros. The Kalvachomer, for sure, Shavu Yuchel Shanos Tivo Meino Itros Litros, or whatever. I guess you can, it's impossible for a person to change from a lefty to a righty, I guess from a righty to a lefty, whatever it is. It's impossible to do it. And this is the opinion of the Birchas Ritzei, who's a Tziyosh Ornstein, a Posek and Brisk of the 19th century. The Chur Shai from Siget, Rev Tabak, he says like this.
He's the Erech Shai?
Oh, yeah, he's Erech Shai. You ready?
My grandson in Israel, getting bar mitzvah next week.
Yeah.
His name is Shlomo Yehuda.
Named after
from
Tabak.
The grandmother's a Tabak named after the Erech Shai.
My grandmother was from Siget, but not a Tabak. But, so he writes like this. So he says like this. He says like this. He says, the other bimke no achinami im iter mi told that you mean yad ke mam yo ma shir glads me. I don't get it. You think you're so smart. You're going to switch your left. You think you're so smart. You're going to switch your left hand to a right hand. Wow. So now you train. You spend hours and hours practicing writing with your right hand. He says, which is your stronger hand now? New?
Left.
Lefty. You're still a lefty. A lefty is a lefty.
I hammer with my left. I'm more
accurate. Yeah, but 1 second. But which hand is a stronger hand right now?
Left.
Left, by far. So your parents could spend 100,000 hours spending your time wasting physical therapy, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, he says of Tabak, a very basic concept. He says, my yo, what does it help? Wow, so you were trained to do everything.
So when the
Erech
Shai says this?
Yeah, he says.
You're opening a soda bottle. What hand?
Does it make a difference?
He says,
it doesn't mean yad keya. You're a lefty who's born a lefty. No matter what he does, says the Erech Shai. He says, no matter what you do, you're always going to have, your left hand is going to be the stronger hand. You may now be trained to do everything with your right hand, but that's a training. It's not fundamentally, he says, and the Pasuk said, Yad Keha, your weaker hand, he says. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he says, a bar mitzvah boy writes to him the Shaila. So he's a bar mitzvah boy. He says, usually Rav Moshe is like Rav in the beginning, he says Mar, you know, Mister at the beginning. He's a little boy. He says to him, my father is driving me crazy. He doesn't say it in these words, but it sounds that way from the tshuva. My father is driving me crazy. He wants me to switch from my left hand before my bar mitzvah now to my right hand to do everything with my right hand, but my penmanship with my right hand is still sloppy. So do I have to, you know, change to try to write with my right hand so that I could put on my turn on my left hand? Says Rav Moshe, he says, your father's making a fundamental mistake, he says. Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions, what you go by. Writing, or if you go by everything else. See, even if you change your writing to your right hand, he tells the boy, you're still going to pitch with your left hand, you're still going to do everything else with your left hand, he says, so you're still quasi-lefty, according to one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, you didn't solve anything for tefillin, he says. So says Rav Moshe, don't waste your time, he says, Yeshulismo chala yeshom remarishon. You can rely on the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch. It's not based on writing. What else do you do? He says, there's two opinions, he says. The kol shekein, shulchor go klal. He says, especially if you're not so good at it. If anyway you're going to practice hours and hours and you're going to write with your right hand, it's not going to do so much. Your left hand is pretty to write, good penmanship. Your right hand is going to be sloppy. You're a lefty whether you like it or not. So the upshot is like this. Unless you're really good at changing, and you could somehow spend hours and hours and really, really obliterate any strength in your left hand and really become a true righty from start to finish, according to Rav Moshe, with your writing, not only opening soda bottles, to the point where, like, you know, if you ask it, well, which is your stronger hand? The answer is very clear. You say righty. Unless you get to that point. Yeah. So, but let me ask you a question. 20 years later, would the person say his right hand is stronger, yes or no?
No, so
they would do everything. Okay, so if you're going to, so according to our motion, and then maybe if you could possibly do everything with the other hand, maybe there's room to say that you should switch. But unless you're really going to do everything with your right hand, and again, what everything is, I don't have a good definition to you, but I would say rov tashmisho, most of your stuff. You know, you pitch, you play basketball, you shoot with your right hand, whatever it is, you hit your kid, you know, you pot your kid, you bang a hammer, you know, whatever the main things you do with your hands, you know, if it's going to really, really switch to righty, then there's room to say you could switch. If you're not going to do that, you're only just going to change the writing, sounds like, according to these posts, you should not. And then you have those other posts, like the Aruch Shai, True Shai, who says, no, it doesn't bother, don't waste your time. Halacha Maisa, it's a good thing I'm a righty. I don't really care so much. All my kids, seven kids, I think, Baruch Hashem, I'm 7 for 7 with righties, so I don't need to worry so much.
I'm the only lefty.